Pippa Hudson. Lines are always open on 021-446-0567.
Now, we were talking about Masipumelele yesterday and about the ongoing battle for cleansing and sanitation services in particular in that community. You may recall the background that the provincial government has recently issued a second directive ordering the city of Cape Town to go and sort out the problems in that area. And yesterday we spoke to mayoral committee members Anthea Limburg about what steps they have taken and are planning to take. But you might remember another thread to the story, and this is it, that earlier this year the public protector got involved. Residents turned to the Human Rights Commission and to the Public Protector lodging a complaint about their poor living conditions. And she went in to take a look and was horrified by what she saw. The Public Protector issued a subpoena to the Mayor, Patricia de Lille, and the Premier, Helen Ziller, citing allegations of maladministration and inadequate service delivery in the area. She'd been on that in loco inspection. Of course, they did not attend, which is what prompted that subpoena. And last night we heard that the Public Protector had actually met with the mayor yesterday to try and find a way forward. The bottom line here is the people of Masipumelele need service delivery. How do we get there? Well, I'm hoping this gets us at least a few steps closer. On the line is Cleopatra Masada, who's the spokesperson for Public Protector Busisiwe Mkhwebane. Cleopatra, thank you for joining us and welcome to the show. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you and your listeners.
Who called the meeting that happened yesterday? Was it initiated by the Public Protector or was it initiated by the Mayor's Office?
You would recall that the Public Protector had issued a subpoena to the Mayor of Cape Town based on the investigation that she was doing on Masipumelele. So the Mayor was responding to that subpoena.
Okay. Now tell us about the tone of the meeting before we talk about what was actually discussed. How would you characterize that meeting? Did it begin in a condition of some animosity, or was there a cordial, genuine wish to find a solution?
It was really a very cordial meeting, very genuine. The mayor was actually very concerned and showed concern about the people of Masipumelele, and it was not an antagonistic meeting at all.
That's good to hear. The most important thing is what came of that meeting. Can you talk us through the decisions that were taken during that exchange?
In the meeting, since the meeting proceeded amicably, in which both the Public Protector and the Executive Mayor remained firm in their commitment in finding solutions to improve the living conditions of the people of Masipumelele. And I think the Public Protector also clarified to the Executive Mayor as to why she had to send the subpoena. One of the issues that they were looking at was actually how can the Public Protector be able to assist to create a good working relationship between the mayor and the community of Masipumelele, taking into consideration that the people have to live in improved living conditions. And in the end, it was agreed upon that the Public Protector will act as a mediator between the city of Cape Town and the Masipumelele community in order to get the issues resolved. And also the Public Protector will then, they've agreed that there will be a plan that will be concluded within the next 3 weeks, which will be drafted by the city of Cape Town. And that agreement is reached in terms of a settlement agreement, which we call it an alternative dispute resolution, whereby the Public Protector will be given progress reports in terms of the interventions that the city of Cape Town has committed to make in the area.
So in short, the city's got 3 weeks to get a plan together, and the Public Protector will henceforth monitor that plan is then put into practice to urgently address the situation. It's wonderful that we at least have some movement forward. Cleopatra, the ball's very much now back in the court of the city of Cape Town, isn't it?
It is indeed. And the Public Protector will be coming down to Cape Town to come and do an inspection in loco, so that both the Public Protector and the Executive Mayor go to the community to be able to show the confidence and also to encourage everybody to work together to ensure there is a lasting solution that improves the lives of the people of Masipumelele.
Final question, Cleopatra, is do we have a date yet, or at least a sense of when that return in loco inspection is going to happen?
We don't have a date yet. We were given 3 weeks, and we'll be who are dependent on when the city is going to be able to give us a plan. But as soon as we have all those, we'll be able to communicate to the media and the South African public, as we hope that this can be a model that shows that if the public protector and those that are elected in public office hold hands together, there can be a lasting solution to ensure that we strengthen our constitutional democracy.
Cleopatra Masana, thanks so much for the update. Cleopatra speaks for the public protector, Busisiwe Mkhwebane. I think it's a positive step. I think it's a good move to have a mediator inserted into this process, given the levels of apparent mistrust and skepticism that exist. You only had to listen to that interview yesterday. On the one side, the city saying, we've done X, Y, Z, we are trying. On the other hand, you have some community members saying either that those are outright lies, or at best that the work has been done in a half-hearted manner, and that what is being reported back to the city is not an accurate reflection of the situation on the ground. Given those the high emotions here and I think the serious levels of mistrust that exist, I think it's a good move to have somebody inserted into the middle of that process that the community can put their trust in, and that can in turn make sure that the city follows up on the plan to take this forward. So 3 weeks for the city of Cape Town to come up with the draft plan on what happens next for Masipumalele. I guess that means we'll pick up on the subject again in 3 weeks' time.